Blog Talk Radio.
I was having challenges with my old bank. Lots of red flags. Yellow ones too. Fees, penalties,
unnecessary fees,
playing dirty. So I broke up with bad banking and moved on with SoFi Checking and Savings. Now I get up to 2.0% APY on all my money and pay no account fees. Feels good to get my money right.
Bankers disqualified.
Break up with bad banking. Get 2.00% interest and earn up to $300 when you set up direct deposit. SoFi, get your money right.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Blessings. You're now on the front porch by Sister Bessie, the truther.
the Troublemaker, out of Lagos, Nigeria, brought to you by WBNN Ngozi Time Multimedia. Dial 516-453-9133. Press 1 to speak to me concerning my subject. The title of my show is Who Said That Truth Wasn't Power? It wasn't me. Or was it you? This nation was started as a Protestant country. I want you to understand what Protestant means. Also, it was also a republic. Protestant means a member or follower of any of the Western Christian churches that are separate from Rome Catholic Church and follow the principles of the Reformation, including the Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran churches, relating to or belonging to any other Protestant churches, the Protestant religion. There's a reason why I'm stating that statement. I saw on the news where the president made a statement. He made a statement that he was Catholic. He made a statement that he was Catholic because of his wife. I want to show you why the border is in the condition that it's in. Is our president for the people or for his religious beliefs? Most of the people, the migrants that are coming in this country, are of his religion. Now, when Trump was in the office, he wanted to close that border. Right now, we have over 20,000 people at the border. Now, there was something on the news where they were investigating a general concerning the border. And the politician asked him whether the people that they are letting in the border had been vaccinated and whether they had let people that were with the virus into the community. Now, you have all these people coming in this country, knowing that American citizens are suffering. The prices of food is going up. The prices of utilities are going up. Rent is going up. But yet it's still, they still come in. Now, I want to talk about a history. Now, you have some Latiners that's coming in the country, they got a problem with black Americans receiving benefits from the treatment that they had in history. Well, I want to remind the Spaniards of their history. Have you studied the Inquisition? Have you studied what was done in the Inquisition? In the Inquisition, it meant a former tribunal in the Catholic Church directed at the suppression of heresy and in the investigation that violated the privacy or the rights of the individual's rights, harsh interrogation, and estimate of the number of the people that were killed in the Inquisition. There were two Inquisitions. There were one in 1478, which killed 30,000 to 300,000. Now, there was a second Inquisition, and that was in the 1500s. And according to Wikipedia, it was 100,000 to 9 million people killed because they were heretics, according to the religion. And what is being said now, we don't deserve reparations because of the treatment of what has happened to black people in this nation. Well, I want to ask you a question. Since you have an opinion on the black people's history, did your women get raped by their slave masters? Were your women hung on a tree, their bellies cut open, and their children stumped in the head? Was your children fed to alligators? Was your children placed tied to horses and hit the horse and ripped their bodies apart? Was your people hunted down with dogs and chewed up? You tell me, did you have to go through? You had a town. You was minding your own business, like Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it was burnt down. You tell me whether most of your towns were burnt down and roads, highways were built over them. Was your young men killed because they looked at another race? You talk about what we should not have. You need to learn about your history and the Inquisition. Not only that, what happened to children? I don't believe in worshiping no man. I believe in worshiping the Creator. But I want you to know, Spaniards, that you are being used. You are being deceived. What you're doing is colonizing this country. And this is the past history of those that have went around the world and took Jesus and killed the people that were in these lands, took their minerals and things like that. Now you have a situation where they have created new commandments. Well, I want to let you know about in the mountains of Ararat, the Most High gave 10 commandments. But you have a religion that changed the 10 commandments. The same 10 commandments that our government is supposed to use in the judicial system, which is not the one that was written in the Bible. Now, they keep trying to make commandments like the Most High. The Georgia Guidestones. Do you remember those? They had 10 of those, a spell against the world. And on the top of that, it says that they wanted 500 million people left on the world. Were they really going overboard with that? Because China got 600 million people with a new virus, a form of COVID. And they have let them out of the country to travel. Africa, you better watch out. Watch who comes in your border. Now, these commandments, we have a new set of commandments called the climate change commandments, which a group of religious groups descended on the mountain and claimed that they have made new commandments for the world. Also, they took the image of the commandments and broke them like the story in the Bible. This tells you who's really running the world. Now, these new commandments say we are the stewards of the world. Creation manifests divinity. Everything in life is interconnected. Do not harm. Look after tomorrow. raised above ego our world, change our inner climate, repent and return. Every action matters. Number 10, use mind opening of the heart. Spell cast on the world. So these religions are acting as God. They created new commandments. And they claimed that they were repenting for climate change. Why haven't you repent for all the wickedness you have brought to mankind? Why haven't you repent for bringing a virus that was created to this world to kill people? Why haven't you repent on the wars that you have created? Why haven't you repent on the death and blood that you have caused around the world? Why haven't you repented for the treatment of children? The raping of children, the molestation of children, the trafficking of children. Why haven't you repented for all these things that you have brought to the world and that you are still bringing to the world to deceive mankind? Now, when I heard that from our president, that he said that he was capitalist. Yes. But is your dedication to the American people or to your religion? Is this the reason why they are being let into this nation? Is this the reason why? To take over this country, to bring a new belief, which this country was a Protestant country. They never forgave the Protestants for what they created back then in 1500s. Now, these things are happening at the border, but I want to let you know about a new law in Chicago, Illinois. It's called the Purge Law. Now, this new law has to do with people being arrested and released. It's called the Purge Law. But in reality, it's called the Safe Key Act. Most people are calling this the Purge Law. Now, what is going to happen this summer? No bond for criminals in 2023. I want you to listen to this. Cash bail abolishes. Kidnapping, armed robbery, second degree murder, looting, drug-induced homicide, aggravated DUI, aggravated fleeing, arson, threatening a public official, a deny of the landlords to remove illegal occupants. So this purge law is going to be letting out people really quickly. What they are going to be doing is, if you charge with a crime, they're going to give you a slap on the back and you will be released. So that means that you can go and create another criminal act. Another criminal act. This is the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying. We've been deceived all around the world. Their ultimate goal is to destroy society, to make you hate, to make you kill each other while they sit back and watch and deceive you. This is what they want done to the community or the families. Cultural pessimism. Families, this is what they want you to think. Families are boring, stifling, and intrusive. Mothers and fathers suck. Divorce is therefore understandable and justified. This system is what they have used to destroy the family unit. Even the school system is teaching values that are not good for your children. And if they disagree with the history or the knowledge that they're being taught, they want to give them medicine to make them docile. Peace and blessings. Oh, Brother O, we now have a track from Brother O.
I'm
blessings, I'm back. Caller number one, please send blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Sister Bessie, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, everything you're saying, I'm like going, right, yes, yes, yes. You know, I was brought up Catholic and hated
yes.
it and learned the truth. And I don't want to get into my feelings because they're horrendous about it. Okay. And in
yes.
one of my poems, I wrote a little clip that said, religion is false as can be, was made by
yes.
man and not by he. And people, you know, the Bible even talks about in the end times that good is evil and evil is good.
Yes.
And that's what's happening. So everything you're saying, I'm like, oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. You know? And what's sad for me is the evilness is taking over. We see it every day with what's happening. And
yes.
it's disheartening because I believe, because I'm a Christian, you know, I believe I have a relationship with God and Jesus. I don't believe in any religion, but I believe the end
yes.
times is near, and it's disheartening for me to see what's really happening. And I feel sometimes like the only thing I can do is pray.
That's right.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to make sure that I brought some points out that maybe people of that belief don't know that they're being used and that it's a spirit of evil force that is
yes.
allowing them to be used. And
yes.
they don't see that they're being used.
I had a conversation with someone close to me and who
yes.
like just worships the ground the Catholic Church walks on because that's how she was brought up. And we're
yes.
the same age, and I actually said this to her. I said, if God himself came down to you and told you that that is not part of him, would you leave it? She said, nope. That's what she said. So I'm
yes.
saying that to say that I believe at one point they give themselves over to whatever spirit they're giving themselves over to, which isn't God.
Yes.
You know, at
yes.
some point. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's very sad, but
thank
I love
you,
what you're
dear.
Saying. I love what you're saying.
You.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right. Yes, thank you so much. Can you let us know when your show is coming on?
Yeah, it's actually next Tuesday night, and I've got a guest co-host, Jason Abrams, who's a producer. He's the one who produces Priscilla Presley's son, Navarone, that I just interviewed two weeks ago. And he's bringing
mm-hmm.
me two incredible, up-and-coming, incredible singer-songwriters, Samantha Cole and 15-year-old Carmen Olivia. So it's going to be a pretty cool show.
Great. All right. You
Thank
guys
you.
Out there, make sure you tune in to Jerry. Love you dearly. Peace and
Love
blessings,
you,
Jerry.
Bye.
All right. Now, I also want to say this. That we have two leaders in this religion. We have the one that dresses in white. We have the other that dresses in black. And this other one is called a general. So if you have a general, that means he's probably a leader of an army. So I want you Spaniards to study your own history, please. Now, we also had another law that was called the Ma'at Law. This Ma'at Law came out of Africa. So now we have the Ma'at Law, we have the Ten Commandments, we have the fake Ten Commandments. We had the Georgia Guidestones as a commandment. Then now we have the climate change commandments. Now, I want to let you know about how they make these laws. We got millions of laws, but the United States justice system was supposed to be about the Ten Commandments law. I want to let you know basically how many laws that they are just putting in the books to take your rights away, to take your freedoms away. Criminal code consists of 1,404 pages. Federal registry consists of 75,000 pages. The tax code consists of 17,000 pages. This is a source from Barker on Fox News. New laws per year. Federal laws, 350. Right now, today, it's probably more. State law crime codes, 12,500. Thousands of counties laws, 13,000. A total of 25,850 every year that they create in laws. And recently, they had on YouTube where a politician was questioning about all these laws that are being made. It was a law concerning the spending of the government. And I believe it was a 5,000-page document. The Senate or the Congress did not have a chance to read any of it. This is what's being done in this country. They pass laws and our leaders don't even have a chance to look at the documents. And they're being forced to sign these things. And so money is being spent wastedly on things that don't need to be spent on. This is what's going on in this country. We also, right now, I have a poem that I wrote, and I'd like to speak it to you. The womb man. The womb man. Oh, Adam, the man. You were given the law first, but you blamed the woman. You let your mate be influenced by the man's snake. You had everything in the garden, and you gave the right. You were given the right to name all the animals. The woman isn't the cause of the downfall. You are, because you placed the woman before God. Then you chose to hide from the one who created you. Your creator gave you free will. The woman you continue to blame from your own mind game. All the way until today, who has had this world since the beginning? You have. And what has the earth seen? Death and wars because of your rule. There's only one Jezebel in the good book. Did you take time to look at the other women that was in the good book that obeyed God? So now today, you're maiming, killing the one gift that was given to you so you wouldn't be alone, blaming the woman for everything that is wrong in the world. In reality, you are the one who has brought the world to a boil. Watch who you listen to on the internet. You've been tricked to delete your rib bone mate by another imposter agent. If you don't understand what I just said, you have no discernment. Because there is another kind that hates the womb man. And if they can cause you to kill your helpmate so they can create the abomination, wake up, my brother, because the system has deceived you. For the war is to destroy the family unit. Tell me, do you know this? Our ancestors are turning over and over in their grave because you continue to put Harriet Tubman in her grave. You are destroying self. Because the woman is part of you. Because she is the woman, womb man, that came from you. stop the curse from the evil one. It's now time for you, my king, my brothers, for you to pray and save the day. For this is the light to the way. All right, brothers and sisters, I've also got this to say. An executive summary. Intimate partner violence and gun violence in the U.S. are explicitly linked, impacting millions of women, families, communities across the country. Abusers with firearms are five times more likely to kill their victims and guns further. Exacerbate the power and control dynamic used by abusers to inflict emotional abuse and exert coercive over their victims. Every month and every day, 70 women are shot and killed by an intimate partner. Nearly millions of women alive today have reported being shot at by an intimate partner, and 4-5 million women have reported being threatened with a gun by an intimate partner. In more than half of mass shooting over the past decade, the perpetrator shot a current or former intimate partner. We now have a track from Brother O.
Now.
peace and blessings. Caller, peace and blessings, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Yes, good evening. This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your daughter might be driving around in the 2022 with crumbs in the back seat, French fries from Wendy's, all types of stuff going on. She ain't got no gas in there neither and can't fit nothing in the trunk, nothing, not a damn thing. Sorry about that, Miss Bessie, but what's going on?
Hi, my brother. You know, you just have me cracking up. All right,
now,
brother, what you have to say tonight?
Now listen, I got two things to say, but they're gonna correlate to add to one whole thing all together.
Okay,
all right, now check it out. I ain't gonna be too long. I'm gonna be real swift now. This out. The first thing I want to clarify for all those who are listening, that there are 613 commandments, not 10. They only want you to know 10. It is 613 commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And again, opposed to the everything that correlates to these commandments, in which we do not know of, obviously. We only know 10 of them, remember? We only follow two of them. You see what I'm saying? and most of us, look, unfortunately, most of us in the world don't even follow the main one. Right? So, boom, that's what we're going to get into, what the main one is, when I tell you this. Because the main one, you know now, this the second thing. This is the second thing. I'm gonna press fast forward. That was the first thing. Second thing is this. The other thing is that this. People need to know this. That what the epistles of Paul is in the Bible is not revelation from God. Not one bit. You know what I'm saying? You can ask anybody that read it. That's let it enough to understand what it is and what it's not. Therefore, you're supposed to understand what it is and what it's not on your own. Basically, to understand this, that when Jesus tell you, you can look in Matthew, he says it all over the place about who's the people who's going to be speaking in his name, scribing in his name, being a false prophet in his name, meaning this is the false Messiah, meaning that the people who work for the false Messiah are the people who worship the devil, the Shaitan. Same situation. The reason why this whole war is going on, you know what I'm saying, and everything else, you know what I mean? We'll get into that later. But like I said, understand that he told you that it was going to be false people speaking in his name. Who you think he was talking about? You know what I'm saying? And whoever, you know, understand whoever he was talking about, understand what I just told you. That the letters of Paul is letters from, this is nothing but poetry and literature from a man who was incarcerated, who wanted to elaborate on how we should acknowledge someone. In which he scribes in this particular person's name.
Yeah, in that part, it also says that Paul even says that a story that he has told is an allegory.
Yes.
So
meaning that.
Yeah.
Because allegorical meaning that no one understands it except God. But check this out. Furthermore, reasons why, and this, I'm going to end it with this, and to touch up on these murders and killings and all these other things, rapings. The whole thing is that these 613 commandments that I just spoke of, had we been following them instead of these man-made laws, because they didn't want to follow the laws, because when they get caught doing them themselves, they don't want to pay those punishments. So there you have it, where everything is too harsh now. Where if people knew that you was going to get your hand chopped off from stealing Snickers out the store, guess who wouldn't be going to jail? If you thought that you was going to get stoned to death for fornicating with somebody else's wife, you know what I mean, wouldn't be that much divorce out here neither. You understand? And
okay.
Furthermore, all this shooting and tooting and hooting and all that, wouldn't none of that be going on either? Because guess what? Unjust killings, you get killed to death for unjust killing.
Yeah.
If they root it for 100 years, that still ain't the punishment for it. I'm Clever One,
right.
One half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your grandmoms don't understand one word in the book. Check your satellite.
Brother Clev, let me know when your show is coming on, please.
Oh, I think I'm going to be on the 25th of this month coming up later on. You know what I'm saying? We're going to stand sticks up. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully won't nobody be getting beat down off or like on Good Time, Jimmy.
Okay, thank you, my brother. Now, what he was talking about, we got Leviticus and Numbers. So there were more laws and there were more laws, as he was talking about, all the laws that were. And the Creator made it simple for us. But there is a lot of laws in that book that we are supposed to be following. Okay, and one other thing that I wanted to say, I wanted to talk on the violence of women also because due to the fact there's a woman being killed every day in America and around the world. And there's children being killed. And I'm going to get back to that once I speak to this caller. Caller number 3, peace and blessings. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Sister Bessie. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
I am okay. I just called the tail end of your show, but I did hear the violence about women, you know, and
yes.
that's a problem. That's really a problem.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I think it comes from being in a patriarchal society and men being told that they're the head of everything and they believe that women are less than.
Yes.
So I think that's go ahead.
Yeah, there's a 34% increase in black women's death and children.
Mm-hmm.
Three out of four children are being shot and killed and other things. So.
That's yeah, it's ridiculous.
One.
It's absolutely
mm-hmm.
ridiculous. So I just want you to tell you to just keep on telling the truth as always.
Well,
keep it up. Keep up the good
dear.
Work.
Yes, thank you, my dear. And I thank you for calling in. Can you let us know when your show is?
Sure. My show is called Breaking the Silence with Mo Garman, and it will air again on January the 27th.
All right. Thank you so much, my sweetheart. I'm going to say this. There's a problem in our government laws that allows abusers to purchase guns without background check. There are loopholes in some states that abusers can still be allowed to purchase guns. I'd like to say that many youth has access to guns. In order to get their weapons, they buy them from someone on the streets. This is what gun dealers supposed to do, is to report abusers trying to buy weapons in law enforcement. Let me read this. For the brothers out there that are committing these crimes against the women, because you think you have a right to, I want you to listen to this letter from Willie Lynch. I'm not going to say the whole letter, but Willie Lynch's letter, his name was Willie Lynch. He delivered a speech on the banks of the James River in Virginia in 1712 regarding control of the slaves. He told the other slave masters he had a secret to controlling black slaves by setting them against each other. This document has been in print since 1970, but gained widespread notice in the 90s. But some historians claim it is a hoax. My opinion is that is fail pronounced over black people so they would destroy their own kind. The curse was to affect black men, women, and children of this nation, other nations from 300 to 1,000 years. This is what he said that will happen to us for 300 to 1,000 years. So, brothers out there, if you know the history, what was done to women and children, why would you turn around and do what the slave master did to your women and to your children? Our ancestors are turning over in their grave. And it's just not only for the black sisters out there. Other races of women are being killed. Other women and children are being killed. This is not the way of our Creator. You have allowed evilness to possess your heart, and you allowed other brothers to point out what's wrong with the sisters today. There's many guys on the internet pointing out what's wrong with the sister today. Do you ever point out what's wrong with you? I'm crying in my heart for all these women are dying every day from violence because someone cannot control them the way they want to. The black woman has always been shaking her head at a man. But I tell you what, sisters out there, control your mouth. Also, learn how to cook for that man. Make that man relax when he come in. And if someone abuses you, make sure you call the abuse line. Tell someone that someone is abusing you. Don't stay in that environment, please. Please don't stay in that environment. We have some women. We have women that helped history in our history. Empress Candace of Ethiopia, 332 BC, who humiliated Alexander the Great. Her actual name was Amenoras. She was blind in one eye. She was blind in one eye, but she led her soldiers against the Romans. After seeing this black African queen in all her glory and soldiers, he didn't want to lose to a woman. After seeing this black queen on her throne, on her elephants, with all her army around her, he decided to leave. He decided to leave. Brother O? Brother O?
I do just get closer to you.
persons. I just want to name a couple of the black women in history that wasn't Jezebels. Fannie Lou Hamer, civil rights activist. Shirley Chisholm, the first black woman elected to Congress. Ashanti Empire. She was the ruler, queen of the kingdom of Kush. Nzinga Ahmad Nadugo, Queen Nanny, the leader of the Jamaica Monroon, a military army of women called the Amazon, known as the Dahomey. Their soldiers consisted of 1,000. Queen Amina Azari, queen over a dominant male society. Queen Marielle Lee. Makeda Queen Sheba, Queen Cleopatra of Kemet. Queen Ranavala of Madagascar. Queen Mahumazami of Rwanda. Kendake, Empress of Ethiopia. The name Kende. We have all these women that have done something for mankind. And they wasn't Jezebels. It's only one Jezebel in the book. We have so many women in history that have given almost their lives to save their family, to support their man, and to support the nation itself. So this violence against these children and against these women got to stop. If you don't know your history when it concerns women, it's time for you to study for yourself. Brother O?
What a wonderful, wonderful show tonight by Sister Bessie the Truther, talking about the truth. And, hey, she said so much tonight, and it makes you think about some of these things, people, because she did speak truth. She gave you biblical references tonight, and she talked about a lot of things. And I really liked what she said about women, because, yes, so many men do blame women. Oh, this woman, they use that scripture, the woman you gave me, you know, talking about God, because God gave, you know, him Adam, Eve, and Eve made him sin. No, Eve didn't make you do nothing, okay? You did it, Adam. So I like what you said pertaining to that, Sister Bessie. That was really good stuff. And also talking about the women that were wonderful women, women to be admired and role models, you know, that we could look up to during those biblical times and beyond, and how all women are not Jezebels, okay? All women are not whores. All women are not, you know, loose. There's a lot of good women in the world, and men, stop abusing these women, whether it's verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually, however you're abusing them, stop. It needs to stop, just as Sister Bessie said, and the killing of these children in these streets is just terrible. And Clev won. Oh, my. I loved what he talked about as well when he made his comments, and that's some stuff to think about too, people, okay, when he talked about Paul, and, you know, Paul was not, well, I'm not even going to get into that deep religious stuff tonight, but anyway, that's a whole nother conversation to have one day about the book of Paul, okay, and wow, so I love the show tonight, Sister Bessie. It was absolutely magnificent. And today is the first week of the new year, 2023. And starting Sunday, we'll be into a whole nother week, week two of 2023, everybody. This year is going to zoom by just as fast as it did last year. It's going to be even faster this year, though. WBNN, oh, and I cannot forget the music from the Dad's Band. Thank you, Brother O, for kicking it out tonight for us. Thank you so much. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, I am Dr. Chinchilla J, WBN Commissioner. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, stay tuned for Sunday night for our 2022 WBNN Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia. Hey, that's me. And News Forum this Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com. Or you know what to do, right here where you're listening to right now, 9:30 p.m. Sunday night. And Sunday night, that show is going to be amazing. We're going to have Jonetta Carr as a special guest, who was wrongfully incarcerated at the age of 16, everybody, for a murder at the age of 16. She's going to be my special guest. So make sure you tune in Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Now back to International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee and our 2021 Host of the Year, Sister Bessie the Truther.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in to my show, and I hope you like the show. If you'd like to support me anyway, because I may be homeless in January the 25th, my Cash App is $BessieBay59. If anyone has a place for me to live or an apartment in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm asking for your help. All right. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed the show. I love you much. Peace and blessings to the world.